This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
Ain't nobody clapping better than me. Ain't nobody loves you better. Ain't nobody loves you better than me. Ain't nobody loves you like I do. Welcome back. This is XOXO Gossip Kings. I'm your boy Lamar Woods. Carl Tart is tying his shoe right now, or from what I can tell. Tying his shoe from the, it looks like that's what he's doing on the Zoom right now, but I never know because I can't see anything in Zoom.
Wait a minute, we going?
Top
we going?
Half of his butt. Yeah, you gonna hear me start off with our traditional Chaka Khan song we do?
our traditional, we've been doing this show for how many years, and I can't believe I forgot that today, every season finale, we start the show off with a Chaka Khan song.
Absolutely. Because ain't nobody.
Nobody.
We are on the season finale of season five. There is no getting around it. I don't know how it happened. I don't know how we did it, got this far without giving up. But
we haven't given up. We've managed to do it. Honestly, Lamar, I'm gonna be real with you. After the way this one ended, I feel like I gotta watch another episode after we record this.
I know. I mean, look, don't go chasing waterfalls. You know what I'm saying? Listen, stick to the rivers and roads that you're used to.
After 5 years, on season 5, episode 24, I finally liked this show. That show was good.
Put the bells in, Shelly Show. It was. I was rocking. This episode was like deep. It felt like almost like a movie kind of.
I was like,
this is like epic. I was like, yeah, this is wild.
Shout out to whoever wrote this. A lot of shit happened. Rochelle, who wrote this episode?
Big changes.
Who wrote this episode? Let's do a little dive on who wrote this
Rochelle
episode.
Rochelle is taking a shit.
She's taking a shit.
No. The writer is Sarah Goodman.
Oh, shit. Do I know her? I think she wrote on something else I worked on.
Shout out Sarah Goodman.
Good, man. Sarah Shout Goodman. What's up, Sarah girl? Goodman. What's good with you, Goodman? What's good?
What's good, man? What's good, man, with you?
But I got some, I want to get some user spotters in today because we're getting close to the end. So I'll make
sure. Let's do a few.
All right. Check this one out. So this is from longtime fan. I think this is a day one fan. She's been putting in spotters from way back, but I want to give this one a real good one. Are you ready for this one?
Yeah.
All right. Hi, Kings. First off, I want to say Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and thanks for bringing us those hilarious episodes week after week. You know what I'm saying? And you got my spirits up through knee surgery. I appreciate you. I might need knee surgery. My knees are bad. My knees
don't
is screwed
do,
up.
Don't do knee got, surgery. Come work out with my physical fluid. Therapist. Come work out my physical therapist. Don't do knee surgery.
It's too late. Steezy D's already got it, and we helped her get through it.
Shout out Steezy
All
D.
Right, I got it spotted for your asses. Okay. Recently, I was at brunch and with a familiar, adorable little girl walked by. I thought, I know that little girl. Then her extremely tall dad walked by and I thought, I definitely know that guy. Where do I know him from? Then the mom walked out and it was none other than Queen, the GOAT, the best to ever do it, Serena Williams.
Oh, shit.
I almost fell out of my chair.
That's a hell of a spot.
And then she broke... Yeah, she wrote, a.k.a. the good Serena. But not the Serena, the trash Serena that we know. That we know and talk about every day. The real Serena, the OG. So that's a pretty good spot right there.
That's a great spot. What restaurant did she say they was at?
I think she was at Mickey Mouse. I'm thinking she's at
Disneyland. Oh, okay. Disneyland or Disney World. That's what's up. Hell yeah. Do we have
that's
any?
That's pretty good.
That's a great spotter. Thank you for that one. Thank you to the Day One fans still sending in spotters, still helping us out. We got some more. Let's read some more. Let's read off a couple of those.
Yeah.
It's the season finale. If you got a couple more, read them off.
I got some more. And then also we got one too that we got spotted a couple days ago.
Yeah, I'm getting the info on that right now.
All right. Hey, Gossip Kings. In June, the family and I flew to Italy to go check out this Michelin star dinners on vacation without the kids. When my boyfriend and I pulled up to the Airbnb, we saw Trey Murphy III of the Pelicans walking by. I didn't recognize him, but my partner was so excited. He looked good too. Great outfit. Love you guys. I sent this to the Gossip Kings account, but it must have been sitting in the message request box. So I had to take matters in my own hands. So she sent this to me directly. Hope you're well. Have a great holiday. Sometimes they get missed, but that's why we're doing this. We're going through. I want to make sure everyone gets heard. You know what I'm saying? Because we live in a society where not everyone has a voice. I want to make sure everyone gets lifted.
Yeah, personally, I don't believe everybody should have a voice. But,
okay, check this one out. Let's go. Let's keep them going. All right, here's one. Hi, Kings. It's me. Some spotted summer 2018. It's headed downtown from USW. I'm sorry. Am I dyslexic? How do you know if you're dyslexic? Because I read stuff backwards sometimes.
Yeah, put your hand on your face like this. If your hand covers up your whole face, you dyslexic.
Oh, shit. I'm dyslexic, nigga. All right. Hi, Kings. It's me, Spotted. I'm from summer 2018, headed downtown from UWS. I recognize Coach Bolton himself, Bart Johnson, from the High School Musical. He was immediately swarmed by three teens who asked some questions an entire ride. He got on the train with a raven hair beauty who quietly sat next to my friend, and she was Robin Lively. Johnson's wife and Blake Lively's older sister. She was so sweet chatting with my friend, and I was, Blake Lively got an older sister named Robin?
Let's see.
That's what's up?
That's Blake's older sister. Blake's older sister is the same age as my mom.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's interesting. Her parents must have had them older.
Yeah, must be a little older.
Twin Peaks. Okay, so she was chatting with my friend, and I recognized her from Twin Peaks and Teen Witch immediately. As they got off their stop, Johnson turned around and shouted, "Go Wildcats!" before exiting. So wholesome. Another 2018 spotted in the fall, getting my lunch from Midtown office on 33rd and Park. Georgia Hard Stark and her husband passed me on the crosswalk. I don't know who that is. Do y'all know that?
She hosts My Favorite Murder, a podcast, My Favorite Murder, I think.
Ah, so that's some classic 2018 spotted. That was a different time in this life.
Yeah. Oh! Okay, all right. Thank you for those spotters. Thank you to everybody who's ever sent a spotted in the past 5 seasons. This is not the end. This is not goodbye because we still got a whole more season to go, but we are doing a little bit of a season wrap up, season recap, season all.
Yeah.
All season in Mrs. Dash. Mrs. Dash, what's the other seasonings? Adobo, Tony Chachere's, Laurie's seasoning salt, Kinder's Maple Brown Sugar. Salt, pepper, garlic, SPG.
McCormick's. Yeah.
Schmidt and McCormick's.
We seasoning it up, you know?
McCormick and Schmidt's. We seasoning it up. We season all. But we have a spotted. We have a spotted that we have to talk about. And we got spotted. We got spotted the other night. So I was DJing the other night. Shout out to the spot I DJ at. Shout out to our friend Caitlin, who brought a friend. And his wife, their names are Francesco and Alyssa. And they spotted us. They came to watch me DJ, which is very nice. And they,
that is nice.
It's very nice. We got a mutual friend. They are avid listeners of the show. They also like other podcasts that we've been on. And it's very tight. Everybody was very cool. Francesco and Alyssa from Phoenix, Arizona. They came. They saw. They conquered. They came and
what?
No, I'm rambling. I'm vamping. Alyssa was very critical of how I present the show. Rochelle, you gotta hear this shit. Yeah. So she goes, she's been watching Gossip Girl for a really long time. She done watched the whole show like three times.
She said
she's
seen it like three times in a row before we even done this podcast.
And she was saying that I don't describe the show well. And so I had to pull out my notes. The shit that a lot of people don't see. They think I be bullshitting out here. I'm really taking notes on this dumbass shit. Let me not say that because I did enjoy this episode. I be hating on it, but I have liked it. I have enjoyed it. But with that being said, she was like, I don't describe the show well. And they from Phoenix, Arizona. And so I said, ain't nobody from Phoenix, Arizona ever going to criticize anything I do. Because let me tell you a little bit about Phoenix, Arizona. And I told her that I was going to go off about Phoenix, goddamn Arizona. If that ain't one of the worst places in America, Jack. Let me tell you this. And me, I'm a patriot. I love all 50 states.
I know, I love this country, except Arizona. Except for that one.
Except Arizona. Except specifically Phoenix, Arizona. Do you know Phoenix, Arizona was only created so they could sell air conditioning units? People don't know that. Phoenix, Arizona is a bullshit ass town. I'm about to tell it to you right now. I'm about to fact check. I know I watched something on this. Phoenix, Arizona history, air conditioning.
I've been to Scottsdale. That was a fun time. I like Scottsdale.
Let me see. When did air conditioning become common in Phoenix? Phoenix owes its existence as a modern city to air conditioning, a relatively recent invention. Although Phoenix was incorporated in 1888, it really wasn't until the 1950s where that city began growing in earnest. That's when air conditioning became available for residential use. Okay?
Wow.
So therefore, from 1888 to 1950. Is that right?
Well, either that. I'm going to shout out the husband. What's his name?
Francesco. Kristen? Shout out Francesco.
Francesco.
And shout out Alyssa, too.
Francesco.
They both were great.
I want to shout out all the husbands out there. Because there's a lot of husbands who wives are making them listen to this podcast. who've never heard of Gossip Girl or don't watch it. And we got all these dudes watching Gossip Girl now, apparently. And they just watching it how we got into it. And I love that. It made me so happy to meet somebody who was like, he was just a humble guy. Like, yo, man, you know what I'm saying? Like, Blair and Serena, they a trip. You know what I mean? And I'm like, yeah. And it's like we're like, and he's got something he could connect with his wife on now. So we're out here bringing folks together, connecting people from different worlds. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to Francesco. We took a picture with them. If you guys are listening, send it to us so we can post it. On the Instagram.
63 but, years.
Y'all. Back to Carl roasting on Arizona.
It took me long. 63 years, that city wasn't shit. And then they put air conditioning in homes in 1951. I said this before, you didn't believe me. Air conditioning is the reason why people live in Phoenix, okay? No other reason than to sell Carrier air conditioning. It's created by William Carrier in 1902, but it wasn't invented for residential homes till 1951. That's when people started moving to bum-ass Phoenix, Arizona. Let me tell you something about Phoenix, Arizona. I go there every year for a spring training in the MLB, and ain't nothing to do in Phoenix, Arizona. You can go to Scottsdale. You can have a good amount of time.
Yeah. Isn't there another cool place? What's the other one?
Waffle House.
Scottsdale and
that's the only thing. It's the only thing cool about Phoenix, Arizona is that there's a Waffle House there, and it's the closest Waffle House to Los Angeles is Phoenix, Arizona. So that's 6.5 hours away driving.
Wow. I had no idea. I didn't even know they had a Waffle House there.
So if I wanted to go to Waffle House, I could, and for lunch, I could leave LA at 4 a.m. I could make it there around 10, get Waffle House, drive back, and be home in time to watch Family Guy. But you know, that's my rant on Phoenix, Arizona. Shout out to Francesco and Alyssa.
Oh, man, you can do better than that, Carl. Get him, get him.
You want me to get
him? Come on, bro.
Should I get him?
Hey, get him, man. Rosa.
Should I get him?
I said get him.
Should I get the
ass? Talk to him.
Let me tell you something about Phoenix. Goddamn Arizona. That shit is.
Roast him. Because homegirl, Alyssa, she roasted the hell out of you. Even before you got there, she told me,
because she did it. And also, she was really sweet. She pat me on the back when I was talking to my friend, and she said, excuse me, I don't mean to interrupt, but I'm just a big fan of Gossip Girl and your podcast. And I love everything you do, but Carl ruins it for me because because he don't do the notes right.
Let me tell you something. People in Phoenix drink toilet water. Okay, let me tell you something that's about people in Phoenix, Arizona. IHOP sells chicken.
Phoenix, Arizona. IHOP sells chicken?
Yeah.
Yo, keep going, Tart. Keep going.
Can I kill him?
I don't think they hurting yet. You know, Arizona's got thick skin out there.
Yeah, thick skin like the snake that everybody is. A grand goddamn desert snake. And the snakes ain't even got no venom in their fangs. They just, because it's dried up. Let me tell you something about Phoenix, Arizona, goddammit. Phoenix, Arizona. The air quality.
Tell them about the strip clubs, how whack the strip clubs are.
Let me tell you something.
Did you go with us?
I didn't go to the strip club in Arizona.
Me and the homie, we went. It was like, man, that shit was the scariest strip club. I was like, oh, man, we are not in a good place. We got to get out of here.
Well, no, because the neighborhood, I remember y'all went, and the neighborhood that we was all staying in was garbage. And somebody said, this is what all of Phoenix looks like. This whole city's goddamn garbage. Man. All right. Well, that's enough on Phoenix.
But my man, Francesco.
Shout out, Francesco.
You my man. And shout out to all Alyssa, the husbands.
Too. Shout out to Alyssa, too. Yeah. I'm not mad at you, Alyssa. I hope it doesn't seem like
he's
I'm upset.
He's so mad at you that he's roasted the entire state you live in instead of like, which that's how mad he is. He's like, I hate everyone in this state because of
and
what
another
you
thing,
said. Because of your favorite.
Arizona Cardinals that play in Glendale, Arizona, they play in a big ass toaster and they garbage. Okay. That's another thing. Phoenix Suns, KD wants to leave. Garbage. All right.
I heard about that.
I'm not even upset.
That was a pretty good spot, though. So it's a fun-filled week, you know what I'm saying? And I'm feeling good. And you know, when this episode comes out, I think it will be absolutely 2024, you know? So it's a real, we're in a new year right now, technically. When you listen to this, you'll be in a new year and a new mindset.
New mindset.
Headspace.
We hope that you
are. Check this out. You got your award in the house, cuz? I got my shit right here.
Over there. You got it by you. I haven't put mine up yet. I'm trying to figure out where I'm gonna put it. I could put it right here next to my plant.
Yeah. The problem is? Like, when you get an award and you put it in your house, it makes you realize how little awards you have. So I think now I'm motivated to get some more awards because I want like an award shelf. Like,
all my trophies are in my mom's house. My mom's got all my trophies. You've been in my mom's house. You got all my trophies.
Man, this dude has so many trophies. It's ridiculous. It's like you have a trophy for every sport. You're like
Bo Burnham.
Bo, what's that guy's name? Who goes Bo? Bo knows sports. Bo Jackson. That's his name. Yeah, you're like him.
Bo Jackson. So I went to the Saints Rams game. I went to go watch my New Orleans Saints play against the Los Angeles Rams at SoFi Stadium. And we got to go VIP.
That stadium is so fire.
Shout out to my friends Kaylee and Pride for bringing me along. We got to go on the field. That was a great experience for me. I was able to FaceTime my dad and my uncle, who are both big Saints fans as I am. And I got to FaceTime them with the Saints players warming up right by me and a couple Saints players like chunked up the deuce to my camera and stuff, so that was pretty dope. Afterwards, we got to go in the friends and family section and see all the football players come out and stuff. But the spot that I wanted that you would find interesting, the reason why the clue was Eric Andre Ryder is because little people don't know this, but over the pandemic, I was working along with Eric Andre and David Borey to create a television show for one Freddie Gibbs. And Freddie Gibbs was there at the game. So I said, what's up?
Man? Freddie Gibbs, my man. Yo, put the bells on for that. Yeah. Yo, big fan of him. I love his music. One of the dopest rappers out right now.
Hopefully we can get back to doing that show because it's a fun group of people to be doing something.
So if you ran into him, he would remember you? Or did you not really interact with him that much?
We got on Zoom a couple of times, but when I walked up, he's really approachable, actually. I mean, if you come respectfully and a setting.
Yeah.
You are.
No, I met him before too. Yeah. And he was like real cool, shook my hand and everything.
Yeah, he cool as hell. I walked up, I was like, hey, man, I don't know if you remember, but I was working on the show with EA and David Bowie. He was like, oh, yeah. We was talking about that over the pan. Hey, man, we got to get that back popping. Hell yeah. And so, and we dapped. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Oh, that's dope. That's dope. Yeah. If y'all need help with that, I'm down to help right on that. Because that sounds cool, fun.
It was.
Man,
it was
I need a jizzob.
I need a jizzob.
But we going to get it in, though. Because we honestly, should we take a break and get into this? Because I feel like, we could get into it now and take a break later. But
Now. Let's take a break now because we got a lot to talk about. Because this episode, prepare yourselves. This episode is going to be.
And you know, Carl went crazy on the notes because the homegirl made him feel bad.
I just got the script. I'm going to read. We're going to do a table read. I'm bringing in all the actors. We're just going to do a table read. One more thing about I'm going to get into Phoenix when we get off of this break. Let's go. We'll be right back after these messages.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs. A gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
All right. And we're back.
Okay.
And we're back.
We back at it. Season finale. Oh, my God. This shit was crazy. Rochelle, I hope you got the bells ready. Dr. Dre is about to be spinning in his grave tonight.
Rochelle, did you watch this episode with us?
Yeah, I watched it a couple weeks ago, actually.
Oh, so you already was sitting on this, huh?
Oh, you ain't want to tell us, huh? You ain't want to tell us about Serena and Dan, huh?
Yeah. Let me get into this. Let's get into this.
Okay, let's set it off.
The Return of the Ring. Now, when I looked and I had already started writing down my notes. When I looked at the title, I couldn't have anticipated what this episode was going to be about. I could have anticipated it. I kind of anticipated that what it was Lily leaving Rufus. I kind of felt that. I was like, she ain't finna do my man wrong. I know Lily wouldn't do that.
Right.
But I did not expect it to have this many meanings as it did. So Bass Daddy is in full-fledged back in that ass. He is back.
Oh, yeah. He came through with the suit on.
Yeah.
Yo, my man was like, because Nate was like, man, you know, he was talking about maybe Lola moving in. And he was like, yeah, we could use some more girls in here. And then Bass Daddy walk out. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? What's up, y'all? It's good to be back, baby. Yeah, my suit.
You're right, Nate. We could use a couple more girls out here. Matter of fact, where the hoes at? Where the hoes? Yeah. I'm looking for the hoes. Like, damn, I didn't know Bass Daddy was from New Orleans.
Where the hoes at? I'm Bass Daddy, you know what I'm saying? I spent my time in hiding down in New Orleans and Baton Rouge. But yeah, what if he came down and Chuck was like, that's my suit. Like he wearing his clothes and shit.
Because he just got out of jail. It's like he just got out of jail. But yeah, Nate wants Lola to move in, which is interesting. That story, see, this is why another reason why I kind of want to jump ahead. Because I'm like, what is happening with that? Like, what's going on with that situation? They didn't really talk about that enough this episode, in my opinion. But they really didn't have the space to. But
yeah, with so much other shit going on.
Yeah,
and you know, I'm not a fan of Lola. Honestly, I'm just not feeling her. Just done.
After this episode, I'm really not feeling it. This whole episode got me mad. It got me mad at almost everybody once again. This episode,
yeah,
literally,
I know. it set you back to like my old feeling. It was like I was being triggered. Like everything I hate about the show was coming back.
This episode got me only liking Dan and Rufus once again. But
like a return to form. It's like, all right, we back. Right, let's go in order before Alyssa starts talking shit.
So Blair mad as hell at Serena. Serena doing her bullshit where she's not taking accountability. Oh my God. This episode and Serena not taking accountability, I was about to throw a bowling ball through my TV. You know, I just got bowling balls laying around my house. This shit was...
Oh yeah, there's so many. I don't know where they go from. Why do you have them shit?
I collect bowling balls. What can I say? I got a box full of bowling balls. I was so upset. She's doing her bullshit. She's not taking accountability. She's like, well, you know, I was just doing that because I was mad because you took Dan from me. Like, I didn't take Dan from you. Dan was feeling me. You thought I was feeling you?
You was a munch. Yeah. Oh, man. That line was so real because she's absolutely right. Like, ain't nobody take him from you. You know what I mean? You lost him. He came to me. You know what I'm saying? Exactly. She did. Blair several times pushed Dan away. You know what I mean? Like, so I feel like for Serena to throw that in her face is whack.
Yes. Whack.
But all she had to do is be accountable for it, because like even Blair understood that she didn't actually post the journal shit, but she's just saying, it's still your fault. Like you're the reason this is happening. She can at least be like, yeah, it's my fault. But
She'll never say it's her fault. She'll always be like, come on, we were both involved in this. We both did this. Like, shut up. Shut the fuck up. Yeah. So anyway,
I hate that.
Lola can't move in with Nate right now because she just got a job as an understudy in the touring company of The Wizard of Oz. Is that what she said?
Yeah, I don't know. It was something like trash. It was one of those like plays like Shakespeare in Love or something.
It was something she said. It's some place she got an understudy job in. But Nate, now I'm a little bit mad at Nate for this because Nate didn't. He not trying to let her pursue her dreams. It's like, hey, man. Let her live out her dreams. I know. You got to pay your
dues.
There's
a lot of little toxic masculinity. Like, hey, I ain't finna be second to you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. It was a lot of toxic masculinity. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, yo, how about you just stay in my house? I'm going to take care of you. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
don't worry about it.
You don't need to be out there on the road. You don't need to be out there on the road. Yeah. What you need to be on the road for when you got me right here? What you need to be on the road for? So,
yeah, he did kind of clown the thing, whatever it was. He kind of clowned it, the mood, whatever that play was. He was like, that shit was stupid.
Yeah, he's like, now you ain't gotta go be an understudy munchkin in The Wizard of Oz. He did say some clown shit. That was fucked up. Where else we at here? Okay, so Blair is going on all about her diary. She don't want no more diary shit to get out because it's destroying her life. So she don't want no more shit to get out. She don't know what's been seen. And she know that Serena was the one that was being Gossip Girl when the shit got posted. So it's like, I guess Serena took a picture of it and then put it in the laptop that was stolen.
Yeah.
That was given back to what's the name?
See, yeah, that's what I'm wondering. Did someone, because we'll talk about this later.
Yeah, we'll talk about that, yeah.
Did she give it, obviously she didn't give it back to Gossip Girl. Like, so who somebody took that laptop. How did she give it back to Gossip Girl?
I can't remember.
I don't even know.
Rochelle, do you remember how she gave it back to Gossip Girl? Did she mail it back?
Oh, maybe she did. But at any case, she was essentially, if she was still Gossip Girl, her plan was to maybe post something from Blair's diary.
Yeah.
So that was something she had already thought about doing. Which is cold-blooded. Cold piece of work, Serena. But I like that device though through the episode, how it almost became to a point where like Blair was just like, man, fuck it. Like, it was just like one. It was like every scene. It was like a new post. Like she was just like hitting her with shots. Like, oh, we about to drop another one. It's like boom, 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 boom.
Every time. And so she gets, you know, Slim Charles and Lil Blondie and Cotty to come back. Where Nelly Yuki been?
Oh yeah, I thought Nelly Yuki was up at Harvard working at the newspaper or something.
I hope she's okay. I hope Nelly Yuki's okay, man. I hope Nelly Yuki ain't.
I bet she can't. Well, yeah, she probably going to. Let me not. I don't even know what I'm.
Don't say nothing. Don't say nothing.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't spoil nothing.
It ain't nothing.
I hope she
comes
back.
I only reacted that way to throw you off, though.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway,
But so Serena.
But my girl Slip Charles is in there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I got to say, I know that I'm about to sound like a real guy right now, but she is so fine. And it's just funny to me that she never became the queen bee. You're a queen bee. Like, you're supposed to be in charge. Like, all these girls should be following you. It's like, when I watch her, I'm like, man, you just don't know how dope you are.
I wish they had wrote us into this show so we could say it. Because I was thinking the same thing as I was watching this episode. I was like, man, that girl's fine.
That'd be funny seeing if we, like, it was like me and Carl walked by and we're just like, man, you the real Queen Bee. Just like, she's like, huh? Who are those two black dudes?
We walk by. What's her name?
That'd be so funny.
Amanda Seton. We Google her every few years. Every few seasons.
Make sure she's doing all right.
Make sure she's good. She's still out here. She's still thriving. She look good as hell. She got it going on. So where we at here? All right. So anyway, Dan calls Serena and Serena's like, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do that to Blair. I know you calling about Blair. I didn't mean to do that to her, but like, stay off Gossip Girl. And he's like, I wasn't even calling you about that shit. I was calling you to see if you talk to your mama because she ain't been calling my dad and my dad needs trying to figure out how she doing with this Bart Bass news. And Lily over there tripping. Like, she over there, like,
I know, she drinking
vodka and a coffee.
That shit was crazy. She's like, oh, shit, man. I mean, imagine your ex-husband come back from the dead. You know, what you thinking? Like, you're like, fuck. And Roof, and you ain't been talking to your current husband for, like, 2 weeks?
Yeah.
She don't know what to do. But Roofing looking depressed because he feel it. He's like, man, I can't compete with that dude. Ooh-wee. Big Roof, he was looking depressed in this episode.
He was fucked up, but I just had a thought right now. Matter of fact, turn your camera off. Turn your camera off. I'm just gonna say this.
Okay.
So, this shit is killing me. Don't say nothing either, because your mic's still on. Oh my gosh. I just thought about this right now. And I'm only saying this because we get to a moment where Serena tells Gossip Girl that she will send her anything she wants. She'll send her anything she wants. And what she tries to get at the end is a video. I'm jumping forward in the episode. So maybe this is what Alyssa gets mad at me about, but I have to jump forward because I got to talk this out. So she says, I'll send you anything you want. And at the end, the video is of her smashing Dan, because she smashed Dan at the end. She recorded it and he caught her. But then at the very end, this is fucked up. I shouldn't even be saying this right now. I'm ruining the suspense, but everybody, we all watched the episode, so it don't have to be in order. But at the very end, there's somebody who steals the laptop, where Diana Payne sends Nate a letter where there's somebody who steals the laptop and says, is this your Gossip Girl? But that was clearly a dude in that hoodie, had broad shoulders, a muscular walk. You know, it looked like me with white hands. So I'm trying to figure out if Dan, I don't know. Anyway, Lamar, are you back?
I'm not back. Oh yeah, I want to get some water. I didn't hear anything you said, so I got no reaction to it.
All right, good.
I wouldn't even listen. Yeah.
Oh, this shit is getting good. But, I want to watch this shit. I feel like I want to binge the final season tonight. We right
no,
there.
Oh, man, that's going to mess it up. then you just know who Gossip Girl is.
Yeah, I'm not going to do it. I'm going to wait.
Nah. Honestly, so much happened in this episode that twists and turns. And also, this show's good. Whatever you think it might be or whatever you think is happening is always some other shit about to happen. They always
hope
pull
so.
The rug up.
I hope you're right. Yeah. But I'll be figuring shit out.
Yeah,
so anyway, one of Lily's marriages, because Lily technically still married. Well, when Serena and Dan get off the phone, when Serena says, Gossip Girl, I'll send you whatever you want. Don't ruin Blair's life. We cut back to, man, why people got motorcycles right now?
That shit came right next to the window.
Yeah.
I was like, what the fuck? Why is that so close?
This dude right at my window revving his engine being like, I love Gossip Girl. But you don't tell the episode right.
You're telling it out of order. Whole episode's out of order.
I really
you're
went out of order.
Order this, out.
This whole episode's out of order. But I went to I went when you went to go get water. I literally told the end of this episode, which is fine because we've all watched it. But and we're gonna get to it again. It'll be the humdingers or whatever the humdingers are. Anyway,
right.
So Rufus is like, she can't be married to two people at the same time. It was till, but here's what doesn't make any sense. Oh yeah. Okay, so when you die, it says till death do us part.
Right.
So technically, death did them part, but death didn't really do them part because he's still alive. So technically, she's still married to him. And so
she got two husbands in these streets. Yeah.
Rufus ain't having that shit.
I mean, Rufus is like, I got to figure this out or I'm going to lose her.
Yeah.
But he's being kind of lazy about it. Like, he needs to, like, he's going about the wrong way. Like, we'll get to
why,
that.
Why do you think that?
Because I think he, instead of trying to fix what the issue was between him and Lily, he's going to Bass Daddy.
Yeah.
He's making Bass Daddy the issue. Yeah, and whenever you do that, that's when you push the woman.
That's when you lose your leverage.
Guy.
That's when you lose your leverage.
Yeah.
That's when your P shatters. You ain't pushing P in that moment. Lily is like,
for a second I forgot what pushing P was, and I was like, why is he talking about urine right now? You lose your player when you do that.
You lose your player.
Player mode. Yeah.
Oh, so anyway, Bass Daddy on the couch with Lily, he's spitting that motherfucking cold game. He like, listen, man, I don't know what I'm talking about, but me and you know, we got to get back in the groove. You know what I'm saying? I'm back, baby, back. And she goes, Lily did some shit where he was like, I mean, I don't know if we can even be together because you was about to leave me for Rufus. And she goes, I'm sorry for that. I'm like, damn.
Yeah, that was cold. I was like, Miss Lily? Like, Miss Lily, can I talk to you for a second? It was like what did Bass Daddy say to Chuck? He was like, Lily's a formidable woman.
Yeah.
When he said that, I was like, that's what I want. I want a formidable woman. I would be like, man, if you want to holler at me, you got to be formidable. I don't even know what that means.
Man, let me tell you something. She was sitting on that couch. He was spitting that cold game. She was all about it. She was all about it. She definitely was falling for his shit. I could tell. In that moment, I'm like, Lily is really about to do this shit. And then he goes, well, you are happily married to Rufus. And this motherfucker look at him like, yeah, we'll see about that.
Yeah. And what's so wild is how different him and Rufus are. It's
two
like completely
opposite people.
Different. Like, yeah. And she probably so sick of Rufus, too. And she's like, man, this look like a real man right here.
Yeah.
She's probably getting hot flashes and shit on the couch. I got to go.
I need to go put some more vodka in my coffee.
Yeah.
So more passages.
Whatever you need. Whatever makes you happy, Lily. Yeah. I'm here for you.
So more passages coming out on Gossip Girl. And this one came out and was like, what if I never even loved? What if I never loved Dan more than Chuck? And the boys both see it. Chuck sees that shit because he talking to the people getting his dad's press conference all set up. And then he sees that. And then the lady shows him. So she saw it too. That shit was crazy. How you gonna get
that was funny.
The lady he walked
with. It was like her assistant or something. It was just like some lady at the thing. Like she was like, you see this shit?
Yeah.
look like your homegirl still love you, Chuck. Yeah. Hats off to you, player.
Hey, my man.
That was crazy.
Wow, your dad just came back.
Dan's hair
was
looking rough, too. His hair is looking crazy. Dan looking stressed out. It looks different, like he needs a haircut. Yeah,
Dan. I thought it looked kind of cool.
I mean, it just looks different. I don't know. This looks like Shaggy time, you know?
Shaggy.
I don't know.
What was Shaggy's real name on Scooby-Doo? Wasn't it like Shagworth or something?
It was, Shagworth Bentley or something. I don't know.
Sound off in our DMs what Shaggy's real name was. We could just Google it, but we won't try to tell us. So, Dan put the ultimatum on Blair. Dan is like, I'm done with you. If you can't tell me tonight... If you can't tell me tonight that you love me, we supposed to be going to Italy together. If you can't tell me tonight that you love me, we up out of here. Chill out.
It's over.
We off this.
No,
bullshit.
That was good on Dan for
good
that
on
because
Dan.
I think I actually respect the fact that Dan really wasn't even tripping over the journal entries because it's like it probably don't really mean anything. But the fact remains in real life, she didn't say I love you back. That's the facts. Like
that's the
whatever
facts,
the journal entries don't even matter. Like regardless, like what's the deal? Do you even like me? Do you even like my hair? Is it too shaggy?
I don't know. Is it too Shagsworth Bentley? This is killing me. I got to know what Shaggy. I got to.
Shaggy. It's like Shaggerton.
Shaggerton? his name is Shaggy Rogers. Norville.
That's it, yeah.
Norville Shaggy Rogers.
Wow.
My man's name is Norville.
That is a what?
That's kind of a hard name. Wow, Norville. Norville Shaggy like, Rogers.
Like approaching Norville Station, please. But yeah, I think, you know, Blair's dilemma is interesting. Are we at the scene where she talks to her mom about it?
Not yet.
Where she's like, doesn't know what to do, because I really wanted to hear from the women on this one.
Yeah.
Because I feel like I'm always the Dan in this situation when the girl's trying to pick. But they always pick the bad boy every time.
They pick me.
What's up with that? What's up with that, ladies?
I'm the bad guy.
Carl's the bad boy. Boop. I'm the good boy. So, ladies, which one do y'all want? You're going to have to put us against each other, and that's it.
My name is Norville Shaggy Rogers, and I'm the bad guy. Duh. All right, here we go. Lola comes in, calling. We got to get this done. Rochelle's got a heart out. Lola comes in, calling. She calling Dr. Vanderwoodson dad. That shit kind of tripped me out. I'm like, why are you calling that man dad? You don't know him like that.
Oh, yeah. Nah, she's ready. She's like, I've been waiting to say that. Still, that three letters together. I've been waiting for a daddy my whole life. Like, dad. She dad.
So that was crazy. But he gives her Carol's money because he had the power of attorney over it. So he gives her Carol's money. And then Nate asks her to move in. That's when he made the joke about the show being some bullshit. So
yeah. So now you don't have to do that bullshit ass show. Like, imagine if someone said, like, if you were like, told your girl, you were like, I have to, I can't hang out with you in a few weeks because I got to do the live stream, Gossip Girl live stream. And she's like, oh, you don't have to do that anymore. I'm going to take care of you. You don't do that stupid ass show.
I'd be like, okay.
I'd be like, sure. And then, but I, you know what I was thinking at this moment? I thought for a second that William was going to try to get in the mix too. With the Lily situation, I thought it was gonna be like a triple, like William, Roof, and Bass and, Daddy all trying to get at her. But I'm surprised. I guess he's like, I don't want no problem. I don't want no smoke with this.
I think Lily's done with him wholeheartedly. I think she's like,
oh yeah, especially because of the sister thing. You're right. I forgot about that. Yeah, he ain't got no real shot with her.
He ain't got no shot.
Yeah. He fucking hooked. He fucking had a kid with her sister.
Yeah, that's
crazy.
While they was married, that's the crazy part. Roof goes to Bass Daddy with the papers. And Bass Daddy says, you know what? If that makes Lily truly happy, I'll sign him.
Yeah. Wait, this is why Bass Daddy's so slick, though. He knew that shit. He knew that she didn't approve this.
Yeah.
And he was like, that's why it's like, damn, I feel like Roof is, he's kind of out of his league a little bit because he played his hand too early.
Yeah.
And he's like, I bet Bass was like, you know what? I bet he didn't even go talk to her about this. I'm going to go ahead and sign it. It's going to make me look like the bigger man, and she's going to come right to me. You know what I'm saying? That's Bass Daddy, dog. Because
remember he told Chuck.
Bass Daddy.
Remember he told Chuck, he was like, there's no romantic gesture like a Bass.
Mm-hmm.
This is his romantic gesture, being like, if leaving me makes you happy, then fly free, bird.
Yeah, yeah. That's exactly it. He's so manipulative. It's insane.
He's crazy.
He's worse. He's probably the worst one of all of these guys.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We're going to get to that. So Lola goes to see Carol in jail. Oh, wait. I skipped something. Blair and Serena get into a huge fight. They get into the real fight. And Serena's doing her shit. Serena's like, Blair, you stole Dan from me. And then she's like, you still love Chuck and you doing this to Dan. And you can't get your own shit together, blah, blah, blah. And Serena was like, Blair was like, I want your ass out. Get out of my house. How about that?
Yeah, that was crazy. Get out. This was like the fight of all fight. This was like a true, I feel like this is probably the biggest fight I've ever seen them have on the show.
Yeah.
And then she said, but she said this line that was so true. Like she's like, no, it's you. You're the problem. Basically, like you are the reason everything is wrong in my life. And I want you gone.
Yeah.
Out of it. I mean, it was like a blow.
Because she said, Serena was like, you can't blame me for everything bad in your life. And she like, that's she was like, is, I yeah. literally can. Like, I can blame you for everything bad in my life. You've always been the head of everything that goes wrong in my life, which I don't fully believe because Blair is definitely self-sabotagerial, or however you say self-sabotagerial.
And Serena do be looking out for her sometimes. But yeah, but at that moment, it was such a good comeback, though.
I mean,
it
what she's like, doing with this journal entry is crazy. Like, you can't apologize your way out of this. What you did was not of something that a best friend should do. It's fucked up. Like,
it's bad. It's bad. It's like crazy. It's like, it's just like she might be a sociopath at this point. Serena.
I mean, this episode is really proving it. This episode is really proving it. This woman is just straight up nutso.
But I think she's also just losing it too. Like, I think she's losing like everything. Getting worse. Like, something's not right with her.
Let me ask you something about that. Do you think that this season, we can talk about this at the end, but I'm gonna ask about it now just so I don't forget. Do you think that this season accomplished that? Because they alluded to it, you know, her being so caught up with being Gossip Girl, her being all up in that computer, her doing all that stuff, eating all the berries and shit. She ate all the berries in New York this season. But like, do you think that they really, I still can't see why she's so, why she's lost it so bad. I just can't figure it out.
I think so. I think it also started in the season before this when she was like, was it season before this one where she was working for, but the girl that looks like Vanessa Williams. Was like all that. I think she just, like ever since she like dropped out of college and trying to figure out what she wanted to do with her life. And I think from there, it's been like a down climb. And I think the thing is, like, with Serena, and, you know, not to highlight the end, we'll talk about the ending, but I think that image of her we see at the end, we have to remember that that's who she really is. Like, that's the person we saw that we didn't see, but that's basically who she was before season one, episode one. That's that's who she is. So everything we've seen before that is her trying to be a better person. But she can't do it because she's just a shitty person, and she falls. That she always falling down for a trap. So I think this season did do it because I think anyone who has that kind of power, like the Gossip Girl type power, is a problem. You know what I mean? I think that's a problem. Like no one should be like have that kind of like power over people, and to be able to sort of isolate yourself and like not let people know who you are, like know that you're friends, like. If people know it, like if you didn't know this whole time, I've been the one who's working for Shade Room and I've been posting everything, all this stuff. You know what I mean? It's like, that's kind of crazy. Or that even if it wasn't about you directly, I think it's a kind of a weird thing to do to hide that part of yourself. So I think she's losing it. And I think she's I think it's Lily's fault, too. I think Lily's not really a good mom to her.
No.
And we don't have Eric to keep her grounded either.
Nope.
Like I feel like usually Eric will come in at this point and it's like, we got to do something to help Serena, you know?
Yeah, I agree.
Also, this is my last point about this. I also think the friend group is breaking up a little bit. Like everyone kind of has their own, they're getting older and they're not, you know, they don't need each other as much. And I think Serena's what I would call codependent type person. So I think she's like, doesn't do as well when she doesn't have the group. As her friend group, so when they're everyone's kind of doing their own thing, Blair and Dan and Chuck is over here, Nate is with Lola, and it's kind of like she really doesn't have anybody, and I think it's making her crazy. You know, I think that's a real thing. So yeah, I think they did a good job.
That's a great way to break that down. That's a great way to break that down.
Yeah,
we seeing that shit from a different perspective. I bet you than everybody else is. Man, see, we up here with it. Yeah. We up here with it. That changes everything.
Yeah.
All right. So.
Peep game, Alyssa. Peep game.
So Bass Daddy tells Chuck, like, yo, make a grand gesture. Like, do what you got to do to get your girl back. And he's thinking about it. He's like, I'm already off that, man. I'm on this business shit. And he's like, nah. Do what I'm saying. And he's like, all right, maybe I'll think about it. Like, he gazes off to the sky.
And he give him the ring back, Harry Winston. That shit is crazy. So they kept that ring for him the whole time, even though he left it on the porch like that.
Yeah.
That shit is crazy.
So
I can't believe it.
Lola goes to Lily, and Lily got her annulment papers in the mail while Lola's there talking to her. And it's from the same attorney that's repping Carol, because Lola went to go see Carol in jail. Oh, I skipped that part. Lola goes to see Carol in jail, and Carol's like, oh, the attorney's working for me pro bono. Why Carol ain't got on her prison oranges? That's what I want to know. Why she ain't got on her
fucking... Yeah, why she ain't still her regular ass outfit? Yeah, like, that, they got a drunk tank.
Yeah,
I don't know. That's
she
weird.
She been in jail
unless
way
she's
too
just
long.
In a holding cell.
Ain't no way she's still in a holding cell. Also, ain't no way she still got the same... Nah, man, she got to put on them prison oranges. I need her to be locked up in here. Because she was like, because the lady came and knocked on the door. The guard came and knocked on the door and said that she was... It's time to go. It's time to get out of here.
Yeah.
You know, like... So,
like she's like locked up. She's arrested.
Yeah.
Yeah. What? I don't know. That's weird. That's a good question. So maybe somebody can tell us the answer to that.
Lola looks at the envelope that has, what's it called on it? It has what's that shit called? Where they put the
headliner? Or no, it's called a letterhead.
Yeah, it has a letterhead from the attorney. So Lola immediately assumes that Lily's doing some wild shit. So.
I didn't get this though. Like, what would she have been doing though? Because she
exactly like. So let's wrap that up. Well, no. We're gonna get there when we get to it. All right. Let me rush through these because we already at a long time here. So let me see here. Where we at?
Alyssa is gonna roast your ass.
Yeah. So Blair goes to see Chuck. She about to confess the love when Dan texts her. Like
right.
And Dan's like, if you don't show up tonight, I swear to God. Like, I'm done with you. Like, you better be showing up tonight. So Serena goes and sees Slim Charles. Slim Charles is about to go to Michael Jordan Steakhouse. And she's like, Blair fired me. Didn't she say Michael Jordan Steakhouse, right? Am I tripping?
I didn't hear that, but I thought you were making that up just now, but it's probably...
I swear
probably
I heard Michael Jordan Steakhouse. But she goes...
This was confusing, too, because did Penelope... Because remember when they all left and then she said, and then Blair was like, stay here, I got a job for you.
Yeah.
Oh, that's where her job was. So so Blair told Penelope to go to Serena and act like...
She got fired.
She just got fired. Right. That's why I was confused. Okay.
I'm still confused.
That was all part of the plan.
It didn't seem like that at the end. But Serena about to sabotage him. Serena got Dan in her grasp. Like, she at the party. She got the little blue... She got the blue number on. And she like,
yeah, we put on my, this shit was crazy.
Yeah, let me put on my little blue number. And this is when Chuck gets the ring back. Because Bass Daddy gives Chuck Blair's ring back. And Bass Daddy's like, go ahead, do it, man. Do what you got to do, baby. I've always had your best interest at heart. I'm your dad who chose to fake his death and leave you without telling you nothing. I've always had your best interest at heart. Do this.
That shit is so fucked up. Oh, man, my God.
It was so
And then,
up.
But the way Serena was like getting homie drunk, like she was getting Dan drunk and shit, and then she spilled the thing on it. Has a girl ever told you, like, have you ever been in a situation where I feel like this is such a TV situation where someone spills something on you and is like, come with me, I know where we can get cleaned up.
Lamar, of course I've never been in that situation.
Can you imagine somebody saying that?
Of course I've never been in that situation.
Let's go get cleaned up. Let's go get cleaned up together.
Yeah.
Come on, girl.
So Miss Waldorf gives Blair the company right here. This is when she talks to her, when she says all this shit, and she gives her the company. She's retiring. So Waldorf...
Oh, real quick, I want to get the audience opinion on this. Just, I forget about how you feel about Chuck and Dan specifically to the show, but just the dichotomy of, like, you're a girl, you got two guys. One of them, the way she described it to me, I found very interesting. One guy makes her feel safe and heard. The other guy is, you know, is kind of like a danger, and she's attracted to that, but also made her the most happy she's ever been.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that, like, on some level, the Chuck, if she was telling her therapist that, wouldn't she say that the Chuck person is some kind of toxic? That's a choice.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, this doesn't make any sense. But I also want to know from the women, what do y'all think? Do y'all prefer the nice guy or the bad boy? Let's just keep it real with us. Let's keep it 100. Carl's the bad boy. I'm the real. I'm the nice
guy.
Let's go.
Where are we at here?
All right, no, don't put us against each other. We're the same. We're both nice guys.
We're both nice guys. And honestly, every woman who listens to this show is extremely hot, and you will ruin our friendship if you came between us. There is yeah. no. There's no.
We can't. I can't have what we can't go through. It. What you know would be crazy if our lives just turn into like Blair and Serena. It's just yeah.
like well, Lamar. Just, like, I didn't mean living. To post your diary.
I told you that in confidence. Yeah. Oh shit.
I wouldn't be okay. the goddamn Serena. I would be Miss Carr.
No, I'm Eric.
I'm George. I'm Georgina. Okay. I don't know. I don't know what woman I would be on this show.
We could not be more different than every character on this show. Like our background.
I'm the nurse. I'm the nurse that wouldn't tell Chuck who gave him his blood.
Yeah, I'll be that one dude, the black dude who killed his wife. Or no, he killed his wife. What is that? What did he do?
Russell Thorpe?
Yeah, yeah. That's who I do.
All right,
that man killed his own wife.
So, yeah. Serena got Dan undressed. She about to get a. I know she about to get a pic of that. She started kissing him. She's talking all this shit, yeah. telling all this bad shit about Blair. She's talking all this bad shit about yeah. Blair, and she finna get in his head because he's drunk. So
yeah, she's like, she never loves you. This whole yeah. time you were just a rebound, and she's taking the dress off. And man, I can't believe like Serena's being so diabolical in this scene. Right, here. It was crazy. I'd never seen her like this. It was like, and then Dan was like. She was like, well, goddamn. Yeah. He was like, don't mind if I do.
Like, she was like, don't worry, I got a slip on under here. He was like, man, I ain't no goddamn slip.
Yeah.
I'm about to slip that motherfucker off.
So that shit was wild, boy.
Lily and Bass.
Yeah, put the bells in for that joint.
Yeah, put the bells in for that. Put the bells in for this too. So Lily and Bass mm-hmm. are up in the room drinking when Ruth come in. Like, I knew that motherfucker would have manipulated you into coming up here. I knew he was going to have your yeah. ass. He in your head. You can't see what you got right before your eyes because he in your head.
Yeah.
And Lily is like, man, don't you ever tell me what to do. And this right yeah. here, Lamar, in five seasons of this television show, this is the moment where I go, Lily Vanderwoodson ain't shit. And that is why her daughter ain't shit. Lily ripped up them annulment yeah. papers right there. You don't tell me who to marry. Now, I get it. I understand. He should have definitely talked to her about that. He should have talked to her about that. Mm-hmm. Don't get mad at me, y'all. He should have talked to her about that shit before he just went to Bart Bass. But he was trying to right. get his lady. You know what I'm saying? This whole episode is toxically masculine, you know? It's all the dude's yeah. flaws in this episode. Every episode is usually about the women's flaws. These are all the dude's flaws.
Yeah, all the men were kind of tripping. And then, but what's crazy, though, if you really go back... When this is what's crazy from Lily's perspective, she really didn't like Bass Daddy at all. I remember there was an episode right when Bass Daddy died.
Yeah,
she was with. She didn't even want to go to the funeral. She was like fucking Rufus. They were like, she was like totally moved on from him.
Yeah,
so the fact that she's willing to like she acting like all of a sudden it's like this is my lost love.
Yeah,
I'm like exactly. yo, you hated this man.
That's
like,
the crazy part. That's the crazy part yeah. to me. I'm like Lily, you ain't shit. You literally, like, Bass Daddy even said it to you. He was like, yeah, you was about yeah. to leave me for Rufus right before I died. And it's like, yeah, you was. Lily, how you going? And she going to go, I'm sorry about that. My bad. I was tripped.
Yeah, that's Serena. That's literally, that's where that shit comes from.
That's where it comes from.
And it comes from Cece ass, too.
Yeah, Cece too.
Cece's crazy, too. That whole rest family.
Rest in peace. Rest in peace, Cece.
R.I.P., yeah.
Terrible. So... Dan and Serena start smashing. You know that somebody in there is about to come take a picture of it or take a recording or something like that. I already knew it. So right. Bass Daddy, here's the crazy part. Get the bells ready, Rochelle. Because Bass Daddy on the company, right? And he's mm-hmm. he's doing his, like Chuck set this whole press conference up, all this type of stuff. And Bass Daddy get on the mic and is like, I'm back, baby. And I'm taking my company back. And I'm gonna be the only Bass in my company. It's like, God yeah. damn.
And then the homie only said, Bass? Chuck, thanks for keeping my seat warm.
Man.
Bro, I was like, put the bells ringing. Humdinger. I was like, yo, this man Bass Daddy. That was cool. I did not see that coming. And I've seen the show already. I thought for sure they were gonna kinda like roll together like a duo.
You cannot trust that good. Man. You know you can't trust that man. I could not believe it when he said that. He gonna cut him yeah. out of the company completely. I can't even have a job. I can't even get a job that's on the crazy. Board. I can't even be the concierge. I can't be the concierge at the hotel. God damn. You gonna cut me out of Bass Industries? You the only Bass, man. Yeah. You know what? They go outside because Chuck's standing out there and he's like, how you gonna do this to me? I done kept this company alive. He's like, you ain't kept shit alive. You ain't did shit but chase after Blair Waldorf, a woman that don't like you, a woman that don't blah blah blah. He's like, I saved you. Like, you ain't saved shit.
It is kind of wild that he paid the dowry. Like, I would have been mad too. Like, did you pay for this woman's dowry?
he said, bro, you almost went bankrupt paying for this woman that don't even fuck with you like that. What are you talking? What are you doing? Now I got some of what he was saying, but it was still so fucked. He's like, you can't run this company. You're not smart enough to run this fucking company. Yeah. You got all this shit going on. I could not believe it, bro. I was so done with this man. I couldn't believe it.
I was devastated. I felt so bad for Chuck. And in that moment, it was also,
go ahead.
But also, it was like, if your dad says, like, don't be testing niggas like that. Like, if my dad was like, yo, I think you should propose to this girl. Even if I thought maybe I shouldn't, I'd be like, this is good advice.
This is my father.
Why wouldn't I listen to you?
Why wouldn't I listen to my damn dad? That's what I would, if I had wrote this, I'd have been like, bro, you're my dad. If you tell me that I should do something, I'm going to do it. Like, what are you talking about? Like,
he's like, that was a test. And they're like, what test?
He was like, that was a test. And you failed. He said, everything I did was a test. Telling you to go back to her. Telling you to make a romantic gesture. Giving you the ring back. It was all a test. What am I supposed to do? Be like, dad, you tripping. Shut your stupid ass up, dad. We got to get up in here and got to do, like, what am I supposed to say to you?
Yeah, let's like, get this money.
This dude's only 21 years old, bro. Like, and he thought you was dead. He thought you was dead at 18. What are you talking about?
That shit is crazy. So his world is crushed. And then Blair come up there like.
Yeah.
But Blair's that, always there for him with that.
Always,
what happened before?
Always right there. Before that, I wanted to say before that, in this moment, I don't know if you felt this. In this moment, I was hoping that Chuck would have pushed his dad off that hotel.
Oh, I did too. I totally did. I was on the edge of my seat. Like, is he about to knock him off the bridge? I thought for a second. I was like, because I was thinking, like, for some reason that feels like a. I mean, I don't want to. I'm not spoiled, but in my mind, I feel like I've seen that scene, I feel like I've seen him do that. But I was.
We've seen it a couple times. Yeah. We've talked about it. We've seen that right there. I was.
There's
like
a lot of rooftop like stuff.
Yeah,
like
a lot
that.
Of rooftop yeah. stuff. A lot of trauma happens on the roof in this show. So in that moment, I fell into it. And this is what made it a good episode. Because you got me. You got me, listeners. I fell into it. I fell into the Gossip Girl lore. And I said, in that moment, I said, Chuck, kill him. Push his ass off.
Yeah, that's like a true Gossip Girl DNA right there.
Yeah.
He's like, kill him, Chuck. Like, kill your father.
Kill your father, Chuck. Kill his ass.
I mean,
that's immediately what I thought to do.
Cause it would have been fucked up, but it would have been kind of like justice. Cause it's like, he was already pretending to be dead anyway. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway,
that was crazy.
But what we skipped is Blair was on the phone with her mama. Cause Slim Charles came to the house and was like, I don't want to go to the party alone. You want to come with me? Oh, Serena got that same dress on.
Yeah.
And Blair was like, give me a minute. She left out. Mm-hmm. And then Slim Charles thought she had, this is why I said Blair didn't put this together because Slim Charles was trying to sabotage Blair in that moment. So she was sitting there.
Yeah, that was kind of confusing. Yeah. Okay.
She was sitting there and then Blair's mama came back and was like, what are you still doing here? I'm waiting on Blair. Man, Blair, Ben left. Get your stupid ass out of here.
I know. Miss Waldorf is hilarious. She was like, get your lame ass. Like, hey, get out of my house, little girl. She don't like you. She don't like your ass.
And then she called her and she was like, I'm going to get the man that I'm supposed to be with. And we don't know who she's talking about. I'm thinking in my mind, she going to walk in on Serena and Dan. But she didn't.
That's not, they set that up good. I thought, here we go. Because the way they kept cutting to the sex, I was like, woo, shit. She going to see this. But because that felt like a classic Gossip Girl move, but I like how they flipped it on us.
Yeah.
That's why this episode was good. Yeah.
It was a good episode. It was a good episode. Yeah. So she then calls Blair and she's like, I'm going to get the man I want. She walk into Chuck's thing. And then she come up on the rooftop and is like, all right, I'm ready, Chuck. It's me and you against the world, baby. I love you. And he like, man, I don't want you, man. My dad just playing.
I ain't got nothing. This is where he got in his toxic masculinity shit. He was like, I don't want to be a Waldorf. He was like, I'm Chuck Bass.
Yeah, I'm not trying to be Blair Waldorf. I'm Chuck Bass. Get your ass up out of here. This shit was great. This shit was great.
It was a good scene. Cause it's like, man, they can't never get it right. Like, it's like she's ready to go, give him what she wants. And it's just like. And they write it so well because you do believe Chuck, like, even though you know he loves Blair, you know he's been wanting her, it's like, I can see why he's like, fuck that in this moment, because it's just like, he really did just lose everything. Like,
everything.
But like, he got to, and he like, because in his mind, like the thing about people like Bass Daddy or like people or fathers or any parent, they can get in your, I think they're the one person that could get into your head pretty mm-hmm. like easily. And it's like, even though he's mad at him, he's like, dang, he's right though. Like I've been doing all this shit for her and she ain't, and he's like right about it in a weird yeah. way, even though it's yeah. like, and the way he delivered it was so fucked up. It was like yeah. crazy. He's like, I knew, man, you ruined my there. Life. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. He was like, it could be us. Crazy. But by the way, we skipped. So Dan, after they smashed, Dan was like, wow, that was great. That was great. We always did fit yeah. well together.
Yeah, yeah, did. It's like, yeah, we slid in real well. Yeah, like, yeah, yeah. Like,
yeah, yeah, we slid it in. We slid right in. Like it never happened. You know, I mean, it's like yeah. it never stopped happening. And then he was like, wait a yeah. minute, your phone video recording. She was like, oh, yeah, yeah, let me see that joint. I don't
know.
Oh,
yeah, that ain't no thing. Like, you know what? Just, yeah.
He's like, you was recording. You did this shit. Because then the text popped up like, I lost Blair. Right. Blair's not coming to the party. And he was like, you set this shit up. And she was like, well, damn, yep. don't act like you weren't a part of this either. We both, you, it's like, oh, Serena, are you fucking insane?
You crazy. yeah. Yeah, put the humdinger bells for that, too.
That was, I couldn't believe,
this is when I was, because even for Serena, I was like, this is diabolical, yo.
Over the top. You was trying to break up me and her, and then Serena goes, well, I mean, you was a part of this, too. It wasn't just me.
Yeah. And so she said that, but he said, I'm just, oh, because he's trying to say, she's trying to say, well, we got the same thing going on. And he's like, you're trying to destroy your best friend. He said, I'm just in pain right now.
That's later. Like, That's later. Okay. In this moment, she goes, Dan, come on, man. You know you just smashed me hella good. You know you want this. Yeah. You know you love me. I love you, Dan. You know yeah. you love me. And he was like, I don't even know who you are.
She was like, sounded like a fucking maniac. Like, that sounded like yeah. a crazy lunatic in that scene.
You know,
like,
you love me, Dan. Wild. You know, you just beat down these walls. You know, you just beat the Doonies down.
Yeah.
You know, you love me.
You know, you liked it. You know, you feel good when you was eating yeah. my ass out. You yeah. wasn't saying all that.
And he's like, I don't even know who you are anymore. Dan was mad as hell. I fuck with Dan on that
yeah.
one.
He's like, you tripping, bro. Like, it's one thing to have a hookup, but that's kind of like under false pretenses, honestly.
Yeah. Exactly.
That's craziness. Yeah.
So a week later, a week goes by, mm-hmm. Chuck going to see Jack, who also got cut out of the plans, right?
Yeah.
He said he's going to, and everybody's like, you sure you want to work with Jack? And he's like, man, that's the only person that got another vested interest in bringing down Bass Industries. So,
right.
So he's going to see Jack. Lola's donating CC's estate.
I don't understand this at all. I don't understand why. But also, I was kind of low-key mad at all the problems in this world. And she's yeah. like, did you figure out what charity? I'm just going to give it to this other white girl.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
I'm like, why'd you help somebody yeah. out?
We're going to get to that. Hold on. Okay. Yeah. So, Lily. Oh, this shit broke my heart right here. End of an era right mm-hmm. here. Lily.
Oh, Rufus, yeah.
Hit Rufus with the annulment papers. Put the slow motion bells in this. Put some To Whom the Bell Tolls type bells in here, Rochelle. Hit like some big ass church bells. Cause this shit is sad. It's over with. The Lily and Rufus era is done. It got the marriage annulled. My man Ruf is back alone. He's back in Brooklyn with his son.
Back in these streets. Yeah. Everything's back to normal though. Finally. But I was like, he was so sad too. He was like, you sure about this?
You sure?
And she's like, this ain't no marriage, yeah. And then Bass Daddy came out the cut, like,
yeah.
Hey, what's up?
Yeah.
Shit is crazy. Yeah, Lily is a fool. Like, yeah, I can't believe she did that.
In this moment, y'all are witnessing it here live on the show. This is the moment where I'm officially done with Lily. Unless she can redeem herself in the next 10 episodes, in this next season, I, Carl Tart, host of XOXO Gossip Kings, am officially done with my girl Lily Vanderwilson. Close the chapter. It's over with.
It was cold blood. It was cold what happened. But I think she had to let Ruth go. I think Ruth needs to get out of that relationship. I don't think that was ever the right relationship for him. Hopefully, we'll see what happens, though. And you never know. You know, Lily always got a way of getting people to fall back in love with her. And then, so Dan is back. Or Dan, he's not like his old self. He's on some other shit.
But he's on some other shit right now. But Serena comes to him and she's like, all right, Dan, I'm ready to go, baby. What's good? Where we going? Where we going for the summer?
And so he's like, get your ass out of here.
Yeah, he's like, I don't fuck with you, homie.
Like, you're like, straight up delusional.
I love you. What you talking about? What you mean? I love you. You was in these guts. You was in, like, what are you talking about? I love you. And he was like, Serena. Like,
remember, you're nibbling on my ass.
There's no more us. Get the fuck up out of here. Kick rocks. You done. Yeah. We done. And I've been done with Serena. I've never even started with Serena. So I've always been done with her. But I'm loving how, I'm so glad that Dan, because I don't want them together. Even if him and Blair can't be together, I don't want them two together. I want him to find somebody else. I want him to go with somebody. I want him to be with Ivy Dickens or somebody. You know,
I really want him to get with the agent. I think that'd be a good couple.
Oh, Alessandra. No, she already done smashed Chuck.
Yeah, that's cool though.
I mean, it's fine, but it's like, you know what I'm saying. So anyway, Lola goes and meets Ivy, gives her all the money back. I don't get this part. I don't understand.
I don't get that. But they're gonna take down Lily
because. But Lola's wrong about this. She's like, Lily's interfering with my mom's stuff. Bro, your mom sucks.
I just don't understand how she made that conclusion, though. Because, like,
just because it was the
people
same
giving
name.
Her probe. Yeah, that's so straight. Because those are people who are helping her.
Yeah.
So I don't really get it. But anyway, Lola don't know shit. She's
she don't know shit. And she's doing a really dumb thing by giving Ivy Dickens, a person who you cannot trust, a person who literally stole your identity, you dumbass.
That's crazy.
Anyway. Blair's in Paris, and she's excited to get that shit popping. Chuck over there playing blackjack with Jack. They in Monaco or something. Yeah, he's counting cards. He's like, make sure you stop on 17. So he knows how to count cards, so they making real big money because they got to get all the money they need to pay for to get Bass Daddy
Bass Daddy out of the business. Yeah.
Diana Payne. All right, so here's what it is. Diana Payne sends a video to Nate that says, could this be the real Gossip Girl? Could this be your Gossip Girl? And you see a dude walking in the rooms at the brothel.
Right.
And he grabs the laptop out of the bag.
So, oh, was it at the brothel? That's where they grabbed, that's where the laptop was.
Yeah, because she had the security footage. So we don't know what's happening with that. We don't know what's going on with that. But then we cut immediately to Dan. Because immediately I thought, I was trying to look at the body language, and I'm like, is that fucking Dan? But then immediately we get in the car, we see Dan in the car, with Georgina's ass back up here, and he goes,
yeah,
I need you to help me write the real book about the East Side, the one I should have wrote the first time.
So Dan's on his, he about to do a tell-all.
He about to do a fucking tell-all, and he about to be the man, and I love it because he not fucking with these people no more.
Yeah.
He off Serena, he off Blair, he been off Chuck, he off Nate, he off Eric.
He's like, none of that. Right. Yeah, he off Eric. He off Miss Carr.
He off Miss Carr. Off Lily.
I think for real, I think he's like awesome. Like, yeah, like he, I think he finally realized how evil these people are. Like, it took him a long time, a little too long. but it's like, yo, I'm about to, because he's not even Georgina. He's like, she's like, I'm so glad you took me. He's like, shut your mouth. Like, he's like, I'm using you too. Like, I'm about to, because I think she's gonna help him write the most diabolical book ever.
Yeah.
I can't wait. She's gonna be fire, bro. She's gonna be dope. And he goes, so everyone's kind of out the country. Everyone's kind of like, he's in Italy, they're in Paris. And then, what else? We got one more big dumb humbug right there.
So Serena get on the train. Mm-hmm. And some dude is giving her cocaine and smelling her hair. So she back in her drug shit. Like kind of how we started off. She's on the sad.
Yeah. She ain't got nobody. You said?
She ain't got nobody.
Yeah.
She ain't got nobody because she done gave up. She done screwed everybody over. So fuck her. Let her snort her cocaine. Fuck her. So anyway, she can go to hell.
And then
Serena Van Der Wisen can go to hell.
Do you know where she was going, out of curiosity?
I don't know. I did not see that. Do you not know? Do you know? And you're not spoiling it?
No, I don't. No, I just don't know. I have no idea. Okay.
I don't know. I don't know what it said. But whoever that dude was, I thought it was going to be Ben that sat down next to her, but it wasn't.
That's what I thought. I thought it was going to be somebody cool, but it was red. It was a deep cut. They were like, I'm calling my old drug dealer.
Oh, that's all that was? That was just a guy that...
Yeah, no, I never seen that guy before. I think it's just some guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, but, Blair.
Or I thought it would have been your homie, remember Damien? That dude who used to sell drugs? Yeah, yeah.
Oh, hell no. I wouldn't want to see him.
That would have been cool. Yeah. Back to Paris real quick because something crazy happened.
So Chuck's sitting down at the table. Jack is there. And then Blair sits down at the table looking good as hell. And she goes, you fought for me for all that time. Now I'm finna fight for you.
Yeah, put the bells ringing, ring, ding, dong. Ring, let's go, ding, Blair. Ding,
ding, yeah, she gonna fight.
I'm proud of Blair, man. I'm proud of Blair. Just, you know, because You know what? Now that I go back to my question earlier about Dan versus Chuck, you got to follow your heart, though. You know what I mean? Because even if she went with Dan, she would be doing what Louis did to her.
Yeah.
Or, I mean, what Louis did. No, is that right? Yeah.
She don't want to be with Dan. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So all she needed to go with her heart.
Here's what I'm going to say. As we approach this last season and we get closer to find out who this person is, and don't turn your camera off again because I don't want to see your face.
Okay.
So as we get closer to this, when I was looking at that dude's body language in that, and I know you said that this show definitely, takes us for a loop most of the time. But when I was looking at that dude's body language while he was looking for that laptop or what I think was a dude, if that shit is Dan, if Dan has been Gossip Girl this whole time, I'm not going to be happy. I'm going to be upset. If it's any, if Gossip Girl is any of the people that we have grown to know very well, I'm going to be upset. Just letting you know that. I want this shit to be somebody so far out of left field that it knocked me into a fucking wall. That's what I want. That's what I want. Cause now we getting closer to it, and I'm picking up on little bitty tiny things, because it would be in Dan's best. Cause Dan was on a laptop. Remember, he was on a laptop deleting emails from Blair when Serena walked in his apartment, and he shut that laptop. And the laptop was around the same size as the one that was stolen out of the bag in the video. And so if this is correlated, I'm going to be mad. I don't know if I'm going to be impressed by that. And all of my work that I've done on this show will have gone in vain. Okay. You can come back now. We can rate the episode.
You finished talking? I didn't hear nothing you said. I muted you. So what do you think of this episode?
I'm going to give this episode a 4.857. I'm not going to give it a full 5.
Oh, you ain't going to give it a 5? This was a 5.
It was a good episode. It was a good episode, but I'm giving it a 4.8. I'm mad at Bass Daddy. I'm mad at Bass Daddy.
Yeah, that was cold-blooded.
Cold-blooded.
I want to see him have his downfall for real, though.
Yeah, me too.
Fucking Bass Daddy.
All right, okay, here we go. So that's XOXO.
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 XOXO. XOXO.
XOXO. XOXO. XOXO.
Oh, ain't nobody.
Yeah.
All right, what do you give it? I get it a 5. This shit was good.
Give it a 5.
I liked it a lot.
All right,
yeah,
fair
yeah.
enough. So
that's
XOXO.
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 XOXO. XOXO.
Keep the hands ringing. Ring.
Ding.
Ding.
Ding. Dong. What do you think, Shelly Shell? You still there?
Yeah, I give it a 5 also.
Oh, God. Shelly. You always pandering. You always pandering.
I thought it was a really fun episode.
It is getting good. It's getting good.
I'm just happy Roof and Lily are done. I've been waiting for that.
Yeah, I'm happy about
that.
I feel bad for my man Roof, but I'm happy that that is gone. So let's give it a 5.
Sometimes people got to let people go free, you know?
Yeah. All right. So that's XOXO.
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 XOXO. XOXO. XOXO. Ring,
ring,
ding,
dong. Ring a ding, 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 dong.
All right, let's get this news popping.
Let's get the news popping because I got to go check my mail. I think I got some a Christmas present in the mail for me. I got to go get it before 6 o'clock. So let's get this news popping.
Okay, so Obama, he put out his list of his top movies and top songs of 2023. Yeah. So I just want to know who you think Obama's top number one character on this show would be, if you had a guess.
Oh, me and Obama are very similar to each other. I would say that Obama's favorite character on this show would probably be, I think Obama would like Blair, honestly. I know I usually
like
pick a deep
Georgina.
Cut.
I feel like my favorite character, Georgina. You know, she's always really got a trick up her sleeve.
Yeah, she's always stirring up some stuff, ain't she? All right, fair enough.
And then the other thing that's going on, on the Denver Broncos, Russell Wilson got benched.
Oh, man, and he's going to get cut at the end of the season. It's real sad.
That's real rough. So who, all right, I'm going to ask you this. Who needs to get benched season 6? Who need a bench in the show?
I think Nate needs to get benched. Nate's not putting up the numbers that I need him to put up, honestly.
Yeah, he's not. This is a bad trade right there.
Yeah.
I'm like, Nate, what you doing, bro? He used to be the man back in the day. Remember? He was the man, homie.
He was the man.
Now he's just kind of like whack with it.
In high school, you was the man, homie.
Man, homie. Yeah. What the fuck happened to you? All right, that's the news.
That's
we
the news.
All living good. That's the it for season 5. So check it out. So we got 10 episodes left, which is like essentially 10 weeks from now, kind of.
Yeah.
So we're going to start promoting this last episode, this, what do you call it, live stream. We're going to watch the last one together.
Yeah.
At
also, if you're listening to this right now, you, my friend, are listening to, and if you're looking at the clip, it's my birthday, and you're looking at a 35.
Oh, yeah. Oh, this yeah. Happy, tell Kyle, happy birthday.
Now, so with that being said, if you're listening to this early in the morning and you're in L.A., you got a chance to make arrangements to my birthday show, which will be next Friday night at the UCB Theater at 8:30 p.m. with my team and my good brothers, the big team. That's my birthday show. And I think that's just what I'm going to do for my birthday.
Shit.
It's just
for a second, I was about to get mad. I was like, how you having a birthday show? I'm not on it.
You are
like,
on
it. We gotta say. I was like, oh shit. We're performing.
Yeah.
Okay. That's going to be lit. Yeah. We'll do that. And then we could do like a little birthday thing at the Birds or something. Whatever. Yeah.
For sure.
Okay. All right.
All right.
I'll see you later. I'm going to the movies and then I don't know. We're talking why we're still recording this.
Okay.
But I'll be around after later tonight.
For sure. I got shows tonight. We got to say goodbye to the people. Hey, people. We got 10 more episodes left of this show. We are in the home stretch, y'all. Season 6 begins next Friday.
Hey.
So let's get it
get
in.
Ready.
Let's get it on.
Let's go.
Let's get it
let's
on.
Get it on.
It's time to get down, ladies.
Get it on the floor.
It's time to get down, ladies. It's time
ladies,
to get down.
It's time to get down.
It's time to get down, ladies.
It's time to get down.
Let's go, baby.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.